Belinda Audio and Walker Books present this unabridged recording of Be Gone, the Raggedy Witches, written by Celine Kiernan and read by Aoife McMahon. The Raggedy Witches. The moon was strange the night the witches came and Auntie died. The colour of brass and huge, it seemed to fill the sky. It stared down at the car as Mam drove in and out of dark country valleys and blotted the stars with its milky light. Mup didn't like it. She wanted to tell Mam that. She wanted to start a conversation. But Mam was different tonight too. Like the moon, Mam was strange. Usually they would sing as Mam drove back from the hospital, songs from the radio, songs from their heads. Or they would talk and make up stories and Mam would explain things. What are the stars, Mam? They're burning planets like our sun, only so distant that their light is cold and glittering. But tonight, the radio was mute, and so was Mam. And Mup sat in a tense bubble of silence under the glaring moon, her head buzzing with questions that Mam was not willing to answer. Mup looked across at her little brother, Tipper. He was fast asleep, his hands curled on his knees, his small mouth open and drooling onto the straps of his car seat. Tipper wasn't much use for conversation, but it would have been nice had he been awake. He could have laughed at the moon, maybe, and, by being so small, he might have made Mup feel big. Gently, Mup reached across and covered Tipper with the car blanket. He went on sleeping, and she rested her head against the window and watched the night flow by. A car passed, its full beams making Mam curse, and Mup shut her eyes against the glare. For a long time, she didn't open them again. She must have fallen asleep without knowing, because she was enjoying a lovely dream about warm Swiss roll and custard when the car bumped and she woke up. Outside, the night was still streaming past. Mup had slumped against the door with her face tilted to the sky, and she was looking up through the branches of the roadside trees. The trees were falling away and falling away as the car sped by, and there were witches in the branches, and they were following the car. Mup wasn't startled. Half asleep as she was, with the taste of warm custard in her mouth, but she frowned up at the witches with an inkling that something wasn't right. Gradually, the cold of the window stole into her sleepy brain and the thrum of the engine made itself real. All the little squeaks and rattles of a car in motion became solid around her, and as the dream slipped away, Mup was filled with the knowledge that she was awake, and there were witches in the trees, following the car.